Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God the highest praise on this evening.
We thank God for each and every listener, each and every family represented on this prayer line tonight, because we know the word says where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, that he would be in our midst.
Yes.
So as we feel the presence of God on this prayer line tonight, we thank God for you participating. Amen. Because we are believing, as we touch and agree tonight, that God is going to get the glory and your prayers are going to be answered. Oh, glory be to God. Yo, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we have what we ask of him. So I thank God for the word of the living God on tonight. And I'm here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We welcome each and every one of you as we go into prayer tonight. Hallelujah. The second week going into this new year, we are expecting and anticipating a great move of God. I said this is the year, glory be to God, that somebody on this line is going to break through. I decree and declare over your life that breakthrough is right there for you. Thing that's been holding you back, that thing that's trying to stop you, God is about to allow you to break through it. Oh, receive that by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. There's an expedient blessing coming towards somebody. There's a blessing rushing towards your way. And I thank God that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. So expect an expedient blessing to come into your life.
Yeah.
I just believe God today that he's rushing a blessing towards somebody right now,
hallelujah,
even as we speak. Hallelujah. This is the year God is going to reverse the curse. God is going to reverse the curse that tried to plague you, that thing that tried to keep you in bondage. God has already turned it around. Receive it by faith. As we pray tonight, I believe that every stumbling block, every roadblock, every hater, every enemy, God is about to move them out of your way so you can step into your prosperity, your blessed place that God ordained for you to be in and to walk in. Hallelujah. As we get ready to pray, I just want to read a few verses of scripture coming from the book of Daniel.
Yes.
Daniel, as you know, we're fasting and praying for 21 days. And fasting and praying for 21 days. And somebody might ask, Pastor, why 21 days? Why the New Creation fast 21 days at the beginning of every year? And what I'm about to read to you may answer that. Amen. But one of our readings is Daniel chapter 1, and I'm going to read tonight from Daniel chapter 10, verse 2. It says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning three full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till three whole weeks were fulfilled. Verse 12 said, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day, oh, glory be to God, that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with kings of Persia. Now, somebody say now. I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. That's why we fast and pray for 21 days. Daniel fasted and prayed for 21 days. The angel said, I heard you when you first prayed. I heard you when you first asked of God. I heard you when you bombarded heaven with your prayers and your supplications. And I'm here to announce to everyone on this prayer line, God hears your prayers. God heard your prayers.
Yes.
And God will continue to hear you pray to him. God hears us, church. Daniel said, I prayed, and the angel said, we heard you when you first prayed. But 21 days went by, 21 days went by, and then breakthrough happened.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God. He said, now I am come to make you understand what's about to happen concerning the vision, which is for many days. God has given each and every one of you a vision of where he's taking you. And now I believe during this time of fasting and prayer that God is going to reveal some things to us that we have never known. I believe that God is going to do some things for us that we have never experienced. I believe that God is about to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask, think, or imagine.
Yes.
So get your hearts ready. Get your hands ready. Oh, glory, I felt that myself. Mm-hmm. Get your hearts ready. Get your hands ready. God is going to move in this 2014 year that he has blessed us to cross over into. So as we pray tonight, we thank God for you. And thank God that he is answering your prayers. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we are under as a corporate body of local believers, as a corporate church, new creation church, we are praying, we are fasting for 21 days, Lord. We are laying down our plates. We are, Father God, denying this flesh in the name of Jesus, and we are saying, God, speak. Daniel said, we repent. We repent of every sin committed, every sin known and unknown. Lord, now tonight, forgive us. Forgive us on this prayer line. Move, Father God, every stain that we have put your way. Move every hindrance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus when we have erred and missed the mark. Please forgive us, Lord, when we made mistakes outside of your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we repent right now and we turn, Lord, and we say, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done on earth as it already has been established in heaven. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every person on this prayer line that you, during this 2014 year, will give them supernatural ability to live their dreams, will give them supernatural ability to fulfill their purpose, will give them supernatural ability to cast the sickness out of their bodies, to give them supernatural ability from God himself. You said the anointing, glory be to God. There's an anointing that destroys yokes. There's an anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage off of your people. There's an anointing only by God himself that can turn every negative situation around.
Yeah.
So, God, we pray right now for the oil and the anointing. Oh, glory be to God. Anoint your people afresh and anew. Give us a fresh anointing on tonight. Oh, Lord, as we fast and pray, speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the ability to carry out your will for our lives. Give us the ability to cast down fear and doubt and unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Give us the ability to cast down doubt, fear, and unbelief. In the mighty name of Jesus, we remove every doubt right now.
Yes.
We remove, Lord, every fear right now. We remove in the name of Jesus even that spirit of sometimes being double-minded.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we need you. Our families need you. Our marriages need you. Our churches need you.
Yes.
We need you in the marketplace. We need you in our government. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, they say that there's a recession, but there's never a recession in the kingdom of God. There's no more lack, Lord, for the people of God. So we thank you for abundance coming to every life. We thank you for increase, invading every life. We thank you for good success and prosperity coming into every life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way.
Yeah.
Have your way. I have not seen, nor has our ears heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for us because we love you. We recognize tonight to count it all joy. We recognize tonight that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We recognize tonight, according to the word of the living God, Romans 8:28, all things are working together for our good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Right now we are pursuing. We are in high pursuit of our destiny. We are in high pursuit of our purpose. We are in high pursuit of a better life. You came, Jesus, that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. So help us tonight to ask, and it will be given to us. Help us tonight to seek, and we will find. Help us tonight to knock, and the door will be bust wide open in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that no weapon that has been formed against your people will be able to prosper.
Yes.
We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for manifestation of miracles. We thank you for demonstration of deliverance in every area of life. Right now, Lord, we pray for the unbeliever that you would save the lost souls out there, Lord, that you would minister your word to the unbeliever. Minister your word to the runaway today. Minister your word to the prostitute on today.
Yes.
Minister to your word to the gangbangers and the drug dealers on today, the criminals, Lord, who are involved in criminal activity. Reach down from glory and touch your people. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you that before we were in our mother's womb, you knew us. So right now, Father, we're saying have your way. Have your way. Bless New Creation Church. In the name of Jesus, Lord, humble our hearts. Thank you for the visitors on Sunday. Thank you for the visitors on next Sunday. Thank you, Lord, for the New Creation Church family. In the name of Jesus, every tither, every worker, every giver, Lord, every sower, every laborer, in the name of Jesus, you said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And right now, you told us to pray for laborers. We're praying for them to come in. We're praying for the deacons to come in. We're praying for the trustees to come in. We're praying for more ministers to come in. We're praying for the elders of the church to come on in. We're praying for more pastors to come in. We're praying for more evangelists to come in. We're praying for more teachers and children workers to come in. We're praying in the name of Jesus that you would send the multitude, send the married people, send the teenagers, send the single folk, send the elderly, in the name of in the name of Jesus. We have not because we ask not. And right now we asking, Lord, as humbly as we can, during this 21 days of fasting and praying, we're asking you to bless us. Bless us, indeed. Enlarge our territory. That's right, devil, I said it. Enlarge our territory, God. We're making that thing personal tonight. Enlarge New Creation. Grow us up spiritually, Lord. Mature us spiritually. In the name of Jesus, let us lay down every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. And let us look to the author and finisher of our faith on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. So as we have a spirit of thanksgiving, you brought us from 2013. You kept us safe in 2013. You put a hedge of protection around us and our family in 2013. Now, Lord, we're asking for your angelic host to guard us once again. We're asking, Lord, for you to put a hedge around every life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage. We plead the mighty blood of Jesus, the blood that will never lose its power, over every circumstance, over every negative situation. In the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you, God. I thank you that you're a healer. You sent your word that they might be healed. And I pray for my coworker, Juan Hernandez by name. Yes. My coworker asked me to pray for him. Juan Hernandez is going for surgery. And I thank you, Lord, that it's going to be victorious. I thank you, Lord, that it's going to be totally successful. In the name of Jesus, yes. Lord, keep him in the center of your will. Minister to his mind, his heart, and his spirit. Touch his wife and his daughters in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, be with him. Guard him. Keep him. Protect him in the name of Jesus. Even, Lord, thank you for the doctors.
Yes.
Thank you for the facility that's going to perform the procedure. Thank you for the wisdom and all the technicians and all the nurses, everybody that would take part in this procedure. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I give Juan Hernandez to you, and I say have your way with his life. Allow him, Lord, to look to you. In the name of Jesus, the hills which cometh his help, it comes from the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you for his life. I thank you that his future is bright, and I pray that you cover him. I pray that you keep him in the name of Jesus. Everyone looking this way for prayer who has sickness in their body, Evangelist Elizabeth Page, touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch my mother-in-law, Mother Mae Thomas, down in Sanford, Florida, in the name of Jesus. Everybody on this prayer line who has a diagnosis of an illness or disease or sickness, we pray right now, Lord, that you would have your way. Every bodily organ being healed, every bodily organ functioning according to the mighty will of God, every pain, every torment, every affliction, every infirmity, in the name of Jesus, in the will of Almighty God. So we pray right now for the sick, that they might be healed. You said every disease, every sickness is put to rest right now. So we pray, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would keep us, Lord, that you would minister to us, Lord, that you would speak to us during these 21 days of prayer and fasting throughout the entire year in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray right now for New Creation Church that you would keep the doors of the church open, that you would protect us and guard us from the wiles of the devil. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness in high places, against rulers in dark places. But right now, Lord, we want to put on the whole armor tonight. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. We have the shield, Lord, our faith. Oh, glory be to God. Help, Lord. I speak a greater faith over every life. You said the just shall live by faith. It's impossible to please you without faith. I sense that somebody's faith is trying to waver. And God is speaking to you tonight that your faith will remain. If it's as small as a mustard seed, God will do great and mighty works in your life. He said, greater works will you do than I did. So right now, the devil's after your faith. The devil is after your praise. The devil is after your testimony. And the devil is a liar. Oh, glory be to God. Put him up under your feet.
Yes.
put the devil up under your feet. He is a liar. You're overcome by the blood of the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I decree and declare over your life that you are more than a conqueror. I decree and declare over your life you already got the victory. I decree and declare over your life that you were born to win. I decree and declare over your life good success. So as my wife takes charge of this prayer line, as we open up the prayer line at a later stage, we pray that you call in. We want to touch and agree with you tonight. We want to cover you with the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every name, that name that has power, Jesus, that name that has authority, Jesus, that name that has ability, the name of Jesus. So as we continue to pray in the name of Jesus, I pray that God continues to bless you, not just for these 21 days, not just periodically, but all year long. God bless the people, breathe on your people, yes. Sanction your people,
yes,
consecrate your people,
yes.
Breathe on your people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for every caller tonight.
Yes.
Lord, minister to them right now.
Yes.
We thank you for their life.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for their obedience to prayer. We thank you that they understand the need to pray. Your word says to pray without ceasing. Your word says men are always to pray. So thank you for every caller tonight that found it not robbery to call in. In the name of Jesus, thank you for every intercessor. Thank you for every prayer warrior. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise God. Begin to give God some praise because he's worthy of the praise. Right where you are, just go ahead and open your mouth. God can hear you. Just lift your voice up to the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Thank God for waking you up this morning. Thank you for your right mind. Thank God that you got your peace. Hallelujah. And a roof over your head. Hallelujah. Thank God for this prayer line. Thank God for however you're tuning in, whether it's through phone or through the computer. Thank God for the ability to touch and agree. Hallelujah. In prayer. Thank God for life and life more abundantly. Just go ahead and thank God for whatever's on your heart. This begins to express your gratitude to the Lord. We love you, Jesus. Express your love to God. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I magnify your name. God is worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the glory and the honor. And a big part of prayer is appreciation and gratitude.
Yes.
Worship. When we begin to worship and pour out our adoration on the Lord. Lord, we love you today. We praise you. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Thank God for the prayers that Pastor Anthony already prayed. That God is already answering. God is already answering prayer on tonight. God is moving. He's increasing. He's shifting. He's multiplying. My God, God is releasing. He's healing. My God, in the name of Jesus, God is blessing on this line. This is the best season of your life. Hallelujah. You're in a new season, not just because we move into a new year, but it's indicative what's going on in the natural. It's indicative of what's going on in the spiritual. My God, there's no movement in the natural that is not counter or equal by the spiritual realm. My God, and God is moving. Even though we're coming into a new season, we've come into a new year, God is moving in the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. And he wants us to begin to tap in. My God, move out of the natural realm. Move out of what you can see, touch, feel, and hear with your senses. Hallelujah. And taste with your five senses. Move out of that intuition, that sixth sense, that man sense, and move into the God sense, move into the supernatural realm, the seventh sense. My God, God wants you to move into the supernatural. My God, he wants you to begin to tap in He wants you to begin to call those things that are not as though they are. My God, he wants you to know that he's able. Where are the miracles? You got to begin to ask God for miracles again. My God, we're asking God for what he said he will already provide for us. God said he already would provide for us our daily bread. If we seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, he said he would provide everything that we need. Hallelujah. God wants to expand our minds. He wants to expand our faith on tonight and have us believe him for the miraculous. What is it that you need God to do that seems to be impossible? God wants you to believe him for the impossible tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's wrapped up in your praise. It's wrapped up in your praise because your praise is evidence of your faith. And you're telling God, God, I believe you enough to praise you even before I see the miracle, even before I receive the blessing. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Magnify his name. God is putting things in order. He's rearranging things. Hallelujah. God is pivoting. My God, I see him pivoting things. It's a turnaround about to take place in your situation, in your life, in your finances, in your health, in your family. My God, some things you've been believing God for is about to manifest in the name of Jesus. If you would just believe, God says, I need to increase your faith. He's expanding your faith. It's a stretching. There's a stretching taking place in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for stretching us. Go ahead and thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for stretching us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for the transition. We thank you, Lord, for those who walked away from us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for those who don't appreciate us. Begin to thank God for your haters and thank God for your enemies because your enemies are pushing you into purpose. My God, those who have rejected you are pushing you into a deeper realm of manifestation of your purpose. Hallelujah. They are making you more strong and wiser and better. My God, hallelujah, more equipped. My God, your faith is increasing, hallelujah, like never before because of the opposition that has come against you. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God because he's worthy. Hallelujah. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt you, O Lord. We lift your name on high. We magnify your name. You are worthy. I feel that breakthrough. I feel that breakthrough coming. I feel it coming in the name of Jesus. I see it in the spiritual realm. My God. Hallelujah. You might say, Pastor, I don't feel nothing. My God. But we thank God that it's not about that feeling. My God. It's about touching and agreeing with the word of God and believing the word of God. Hallelujah. Receiving the prophecy of God and just saying out loud, God, I receive it. Something supernatural is about to take place in my life. I declare that I am healed. I declare that I am delivered. I declare that I am prosperous. I declare that I'm walking through that open door. I declare that my place of employment has been secure. I declare that I got the keys to my house, the keys to my car. I declare that God is working in the middle of my situation. I declare that my family is united. I declare right now in the name of Jesus that my mind is regulated. I call my mind back. I call my peace back. I call clarity back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I cast out confusion and doubt and depression. I bind up that spirit right now. Those spirits of doubt and confusion and depression, we bind them up. We bind them up. We bind them up and cast them out in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are the blessed of the Lord. If you are saved today, you are the blessed of the Lord. You are blessed and highly favored. No weapon formed against you can prosper. There is no good thing that God will withhold from you. Blessings and prosperity are in your house. Peace is in your house. Joy is in your house. Laughter is in your house. Hallelujah. Rejoicing, rejoicing is in your house. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bless every household on tonight under the sound of our voice. It is 2014. We go throughout every room of your house, and we anoint your house with the oil of gladness, and we declare that your home is blessed. We declare that your house is blessed, your home is blessed from the top to the bottom, from the door, back door to the front door, and every side entrance in the name of Jesus. We take a broom, a spiritual broom, and we sweep out every demon on assignment in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree a spiritual cleaning, spiritual cleaning of your house in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the holy angels encamped around your house and every room. My God, we declare a supernatural blessing upon your house, not just for today, but from this point on, your house is blessed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. Go ahead and give God some praise. Praise him, hallelujah, because God has sent a blessing to your house. Praise God. We've been blessing homes all year. And we continue to bless homes, even on the prayer line. We bless every house, whether you're listening live or listening via the archive. We declare and decree, we come against confusion. Right now, we declare peace in your house, that every person in your house is going to have to fall in line with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God says, blessed are my people, riches and wealth and prosperity are in their homes. My God, riches and prosperity is in your house. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for blessings in the homes of the people who are represented, even on this prayer line, even listening to the archive. Lord, let your will be done. We trust and plead. Lord, we can't see it, but we believe it. We can't see it with our natural eye, but we believe it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we receive it and we believe it. In the name of Jesus, we believe and receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank God for this prayer line on tonight. If you have a prayer request, we are opening up the prayer line right now. If you have a prayer request, just press 1 and we will take your request. Now, we see a line that has pressed 1 and you've been holding since we started. We're going to go ahead and take your call.
Area code 973, we see that hand raised. Is that a prayer request?
Just a second. We have to open your mic. We bind up technology demons in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means Marcus is on the hallelujah. Kay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. We need to adjust our computer, but we are opening the prayer lines. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We just have to reboot our system. Amen. Hallelujah. So that we can begin to take prayer requests. Did you tell them to reboot? Amen. So that we can begin to take prayer requests on tonight. Amen. God is awesome. Let me tell you something. We serve a mighty God. We serve a magnificent God. Don't doubt God in the middle of what you're going through. Don't doubt God in the middle of your situation. No matter what it looks like, God is still in control, and he still has a great plan for your life. Amen. All you have to do is continue to believe, trust and believe God. If God said it, you can just hold on to that. Hold on with everything that you have. Even when you feel like quitting, hold on in faith and believe that God is going to do what he said he would do, that God will make true on his promises, that God will give you those things for which he has said he would give you. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe God against all odds. Hallelujah. Let me just say that again. Believe God against all odds. You got to believe God even when it looks like the ship is sinking. You have to believe God. When it looks like
The bills will never be paid. You have to believe God. When it looks like and the kids have lost their mind, you have to believe God. When he or she walks out on you and everybody turns their back on you and nobody supports you, you have to believe God, because God is above all of that stuff, all of those circumstances and everything that you could go through. God is in control. Amen. Hallelujah. He's bigger than your problems. Amen. I heard a preacher say, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. Oh God, hallelujah. Don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. Hallelujah.
Amen. As we continue to fast and pray for these 21 days, and we're momentarily going to take prayer requests, Pastor, I concur with what you just said. I just believe God is at work. As we said on Sunday, New Creation Church family, you heard the word of God on Sunday that the word works. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Thank God for every caller tonight. Thank God that God is at work in our lives. We just thank God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for every caller on this prayer line. Area code 404, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing well. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We declare it to be
Thank
so.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just want to give thanks to God. I want to thanks to God for this prayer line. Like I said before, it has made a really big difference in my life. And I know that even though I don't see things come the way I want them to come or happen the way I want them to happen, I know that God is working on my behalf. And I know that he's going to work things out for me. And I just want to, you know, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, thank you for everything, for his grace over my life, everything that he's done for me. There's no way for me to repay him back. And I know that, you know, that he's got my back. I know that God has me, and God will be there for me forever. And I just want you to say a little prayer for me, you know, just a little prayer. I, you know, nothing big, just some blessings. That's all I need right now.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank
God.
You for Sister Maria, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her life, her witness, Lord. You always put a praise in her spirit in the name of Jesus. There's so many going through so much, but we thank you, Lord, that she continues to praise you, that she continues to worship you. She continues to look to the author and finisher of her faith.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, as she relies on you, as she relies on your power, your ability, your might, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. We thank you that she is a new creation through Jesus Christ. If any man or woman is in Christ, they are a new creature. So we thank you for her newness. We thank you for her future. Her ladder shall be greater.
Wow.
I decree and declare it over her life right now. In the name of Jesus, this is going to be the best year of her life. I speak it right now into the atmosphere. And I say, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, Maria. Because he know he can't touch you. God has a hedge around you.
Yes.
He has angels guarding you.
Yes.
He has protection over your household.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
The
Lord, we
Jesus.
Thank you for the sealed blessing on her life. We thank you for your divine favor, supernatural blessing from glory, being with her on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, and a fresh anointing. Fresh anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you for a new touch.
Yes.
I thank you for speaking to her heart, speaking to her mind, keeping her, Lord, in those tough areas. In the name of Jesus. And encouraging her when she needs to be encouraged. So I thank you for her life.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that she calls this prayer line, touching and agreeing with us during the hour of prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, she has a heart for people. You have given her a heart for humanity, and I thank you for her life. So bless
thank
her. Speak to
thank
her
you.
And keep her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I receive
Hallelujah.
That in Jesus' name. I receive
Glory
it in Jesus'
God.
Name. Glory
yes,
to God. I receive it in Jesus'
God
name.
If God be for you, nobody, if God be for
yes,
you,
Lord.
No one can come
yes,
against
Lord.
You. So
yes,
we thank
Lord.
God
thank
for you
Jesus.
Tonight, Sister Maria, and it's always a
thank
pleasure
you.
To hear
God bless you both, and I love you both. A really big hug for me.
Amen, amen. We will continue to keep you in prayer, amen. And I touch, Sister Maria?
Yes?
And I touch and agree with Pastor Anthony also, hallelujah, on that prayer. Hallelujah, that God's doing some new things in your life, hallelujah.
Thank
and I just thank
hallelujah.
God. Thank you for healing, Lord, every area of her life, God, hallelujah. Even that
yes,
Pastor Anthony is about having a good heart. We thank God for covering you, even in the area of your heart, hallelujah. We thank God for strengthening you and just building you
thank
up
you.
In your inner woman,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
thank
that
you,
God's
Lord.
Strengthening you
hallelujah.
From the inside out. I just see you becoming that warrior woman from the inside
thank
out.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you're standing
hallelujah.
With the shield, like that like one you like Wonder Woman with that shield, and you're standing like that warrior woman with the strength of the Lord undergirding you.
Thank
and
you.
That's how God
thank
is doing
you,
you in this season. It's the strength of the Lord that allows you to continue to stand and get
thank
and
you,
he's
Lord.
Undergirding you, and at the same time
yes.
you're getting stronger and stronger. And stronger. So
thank
we thank
you,
God
Jesus.
For you and your testimony
yes, you,
and
Lord.
Your witness in Jesus'
thank
name.
You, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you both. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I love you both.
We love you too. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God
praise
bless
God.
You.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have a couple of other callers. Again, if you want us to pray for you, you can press 1, and we will take your call. This is Nicole. Your line is open. God bless you.
Hi. God bless you.
God
Hi.
Bless you.
Thank you. Do you have intercessory prayer on this program every night on Blog Talk Radio?
Every Tuesday.
Okay. Every Tuesday. Wonderful. Praise God. Well, I'll write that down and come and join you guys and pray on Tuesdays with you.
Amen. God bless you. Where are you from, Nicole?
I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
Okay. And you have a program here on Blog Talk Radio?
I did a year ago. Right now I'm doing some other things, local ministry and stuff.
Okay. Is there something you would like us to touch and agree with you on?
Just general prayer.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for
God.
Nicole right now
yes,
in the
God.
Name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for her life being your daughter in Zion. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's on her life.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, hallelujah,
Jesus.
For the supernatural Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of her.
Yes,
in the
God.
Name
thank
of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that her gift will continue to make room for her. We thank you that her eyes have not seen, her ears have not heard, nor has it entered into her heart. What you are going to do for her
yes,
because
God.
She loves you.
Yes,
so we
God.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
that you continue
Jesus.
To keep her and you continue
hallelujah.
To, in the name of Jesus, raise
yes,
her up
God.
To thank be a pillar
God.
In your
hallelujah.
Kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that she will be wise and win many souls
mm-hmm.
for the kingdom of Almighty God. Thank you for her testimony and her witness of the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you, hallelujah, Father, for her life and her family,
yes,
every endeavor, Lord,
hallelujah.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless her household. Bless her career, her business.
Hallelujah.
Bless her ministry in
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Lord.
Lord, make a way where it seems to be no way.
Yes.
Open doors that no man can shut
thank
and shut doors that need to be opened. So right now, Father, we thank you for this 2014 season for her life. in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she walks by faith and not by sight. We thank you that you will continue to bless her and continue to pour out your spirit upon her in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, even as she called this prayer line, even if she has a desire to join us every Tuesday night, in the name of Jesus, she understands the power of prayer. So we thank God for her life. We thank God for her future, and we thank God in the name of Jesus that you'll use her life to bring your name glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray this, and we say amen.
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 Amen. And Nicole, the Lord wants you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. He wants you to be encouraged.
I didn't hear what you said, sister. Can you repeat that again, please?
The Lord wants you to be encouraged.
Okay.
The Lord wants you to be encouraged. I'm thinking about how David encouraged himself in the Lord. And the Lord wants you to continue to encourage yourself, continue to seek his face as you have been, and just continue to encourage yourself in him. Because he is your shield and your buckler. Hallelujah. There's some disturbing things that have happened in your life and almost to the point of, you know, just getting you to almost want to throw up your hands and in discouragement. I just see discouragement. And the Lord wants you to know that he's turning some things around. And he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So there's some joy coming to you. God is getting ready to He's getting ready to increase your joy. And I just hear the Lord saying, try it again. Try it again. There's been some endeavors that you put your hand to, and it just seems like they have not worked. But God says he wants you to go back and put your hand back on the plow and try it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what he called you to, God says he shall manifest. He's called you to do some work for the kingdom. And it shall come to pass. What God has called you to do, it shall come to pass. Your time is not running out. You're not running short on time, and it's not over. So the Lord says, try it again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I don't know what's going on. If you've been experiencing any kind of headaches.
I've been under like a serious attack. Like when I that's why I quit doing my Blog Talk Radio program a year ago, is because you know, I did it for about a year, and then I don't know, something 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, I would fight and go to battle in the spirit, and sometimes I would be up for 3 days, you know, just praying, and the pain and the attacks, I just couldn't. I figured okay, well, something has to change, and the Lord's going to have to make a new way for me to be able to do this if he wants me to do this. So I've just been praying really hard and reading my Bible and setting my feet upon his rock. And so I'm really glad to hear that he's going to change something, because it's been a long endured battle.
Amen. Because I'm getting, there was pain sent against your mind. You know, I was getting pain in the left side of my head. That as I began to talk to you, like a pain has been set against your mind, you know, pain to come to perplex you and to come to distract you and to get you off, to get you to give up. That's a spiritual attack that's been sent to you in the form of attack against your mind. The attack has been, that's what God is saying, the attack has been coming against your mind. So, Father, we bind up every demonic attack right now in the name of Jesus that has been sent against the mind of this woman of God, hallelujah, as she has set forth to do your ministry, Father God, as she has set forth, Father God, to do ministry across the internet, God, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We break every stronghold and destroy every yoke
right now in the name of Jesus that has been set up against your woman servant. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you for her life. We thank you, Lord. We dissipate, Father God, every stronghold, every pain, every hindrance right now. We break it up. We break it off. We break it off right now by the power and authority of the blood of Jesus Christ. I come against witchcraft and warlockery that has been sent against this woman of God. Right now, every word curse, every demon on assignment, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just hear God saying, like Mary, you're blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Continue to press and continue to believe God. All you have to do in this season, God wants you to continue to do what you're doing, is fill up on him. Just fill up, okay. Because you're about to get, you've already conceived, and in due season, God's going to induce the labor for you to give birth. But don't push before it's too soon. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
What an encouraging prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I release the oil of gladness right now over Nicole's life, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bubbling over from her belly, rivers of living water shall flow from her belly again. Times of refreshing, God, to be found in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You keep praising him, my sister. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers.
I sure will. God bless you.
Okay,
amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. For Nicole from Vancouver. Continue saying to the Most High God, keep our sister in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Nicole from Canada, keep her lifted up during this 21 days of fasting. God bless you. Area code 908. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. I'm just asking on prayer tonight that you strengthen me, that you keep, as the Lord, keep moving me forward, because lately I've been very down for the past week or two. I've just gone through a lot of troubles and tribulations and stuff, and it's just a lot of things I've been praying about, that you actually keep me going forward in life, even though with the loss of my job and my finances right now. But I actually just keep me encouraged and keep moving forward.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just hear God saying, if I be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. You are already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Father God, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Elijah. We thank you for his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life, God. We thank you for him persevering even through the personal attack and the personal circumstances that he's been dealing with, God, that he pressed his way to this prayer line on tonight. So, Lord, we speak encouragement over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak the joy of the Lord over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak strength and perseverance over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak, Father God, prosperity and your promises over his life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said your word would not come back to you void, but it will accomplish that thing to which you sent it. And we believe, God, that you have touched this young man's life. And Lord, we believe that you will manifest your promises through his life. So we touch and agree with him on tonight, God, that he shall go forth, God. We break it off. We break off discouragement. We break off the spirit of depression. I break it off right now in the name of Jesus. Ha. Oh, glory. I break it off of him right now in the name of Jesus. I speak joy. I anoint him right now with the oil of gladness right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this young man. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the job that's waiting for him. We thank you, Lord, for the perseverance. We thank you for the strength, oh, God, to stand. God is giving you strength to stand, Elijah. He's giving you strength to stand after you have done all, the Bible says.
stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 says, after you've done all, stand in the power of his might. My God, where you feel weak, God is undergirding you. I just see God strengthening you. I see him making you strong. Again, this is the night for the warriors. I see God developing you into a warrior, but I just hear God saying, don't quit on me. Don't quit on me. I hear God saying, don't quit. Don't quit on me. Don't quit. Hallelujah. Because if you quit, you will never see my promise fulfilled in your life. There's so much that God has in store for you. And I see the attack. I see when it started 3 months ago, there was an attack that accelerated, but it started before then. But about 3 months ago, the attack accelerated on your life. And I break it off right now. I come against every curse right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare healing over your life, restoration over your life, and that you shall recover all. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. I just see you making it through. I see you persevering and pressing through. It's almost like you running through the finish line and breaking that banner that they have, that ribbon. I see you running through the finish line and breaking the ribbon and coming up first. God says those who counted you out for last will be amazed. Because he's bringing you to the forefront, and God is going to promote you. But you gotta hold on to God. You hear me, Elijah?
I hear you, Pastor.
You have to hold on to God. He is your life raft.
Yeah.
The devil wants you to sink in your circumstances, and we broke it off by faith. You hold on to God because you're not just going to float, but you're coming out as one of the strongest swimmers. You're going to finish this thing. You're going to finish the race, and you got to bring it out. Amen. In Jesus' name. I don't know if Pastor had anything. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Son, it's a new year. And although you lost maybe a car and a job last year, this is a new year. And the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. Jesus was speaking. And he is saying to you, just like David encouraged himself, you don't have to encourage yourself. It's going to take very few words from you to get the activity of God working on your behalf. I said it's going to take very few words for you. Help me, God. Lord, help. Very few words from you. It don't have to be no in-depth prayer. It don't have to be a lot of Bible scriptures or verses, because God in this season is going to show you who he is.
My God.
But as Pastor said, do your best and God will do the rest.
Yes.
Keep putting out the resumes. Keep surfing the internet. Keep that desire for a new car, a new automobile. I decree and declare you already have the keys. You already have that new job. You already have your spirit encouraged. Your spirit have already been lifted. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, and he is a liar. He has tried that spirit of discouragement on you. You are a young person, and you have seen a lot and been through a lot. But if God allowed it, you can handle it.
Yes.
I said if God allowed it, you can handle it. And it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you wiser. And it's going to make you better. I decree and declare over your life that this is going to be one of the greatest years of your life. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen. The faith, son. Keep the faith. God bless you. Okay, God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. Those are our young people, and we thank God that they are mature enough to understand that prayer works.
Yeah.
And we thank God for Elijah, part of the New Creation Church family. We thank God for him. Amen. In Jesus' name. Any more callers tonight? Any more prayer requests? We are past the time, but we will tarry with you. We will wait with you. We will watch with you. Jesus said, watch and pray. Jesus said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Sometimes we're tempted to quit. We're tempted to throw up our hands. Caller, we see that hand. Sometimes we're tempted to turn back, but God says, watch and pray. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Carmen. I'm calling to ask for prayer for my son Richard and my daughter Yvette, that God will soften their heart and bring them to God to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
God for this mother.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank God for Sister Carmen's heart, Lord,
yes, Lord,
even concerning her children, Lord, Richard and Yvette, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, touch their minds, touch their spirit, touch their souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you on behalf of this mother right now,
yes,
to
yes,
supernaturally, Lord, allow that invisible realm
yes,
to invade their lives.
Yes,
we thank you for that powerful yes, realm, Lord, that we cannot detect with this natural body.
Yes.
But we thank you for prayer. We thank you for the activation of the anointing being right now stirred up
yes,
so that Richard and Yvette can know you in a greater way.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, that they would surrender their hearts and their lives to you.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, that they would submit
yes,
unto the one and true God.
Yes,
God so loved the world
yes,
that he died for the sins of
yes,
mankind.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord, that hallelujah,
yes,
the word was in the beginning. The word was with God. The word was God.
Yes,
the word became flesh
yes,
and
God,
dwelt among us.
Yes,
and the
yes,
sons and daughters of God are those who believe on that word.
Yes,
and we're praying right now, Lord, that they would believe the Bible, that
yes,
they would believe the scriptures
yes,
that show Jesus,
yes,
that they would believe in the blood
yes,
shed for the forgiveness
yes,
of their sins.
Yes.
So, Lord, raise them up and use them and strengthen them, Richard and Yvette, in the name of
yes,
Jesus. So, Lord, even encourage Carmen, Lord, as she, in
yes,
the name of Jesus, will see the manifestation and the demonstration of even this prayer request tonight, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear God, your eyes will see the magnificent turnaround in these two lives. You'll be there to witness God moving and working, and God is going to get the glory, and
yes,
you're going to say nobody but God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Carmen. We
yes,
thank you for Brother Richard. We
yes,
thank you for
yes,
Sister Yvette, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this family, Lord, will you, this family, Lord, will look to you, that this family, Lord, will count and rely on you, that this family, Lord, will put their trust in Almighty God
yes,
and him alone.
Thank
so in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will breathe and that you will bless and that you will impart your spirit into these two young lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it and we declare it, because your word says if we speak that thing that be not as though it were, it will be. And right now, we thank you for these souls being saved. We thank you for these lives being transformed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. I have just such a rejoicing in my spirit right now, because even as Pastor Anthony was praying, the Lord brought to my remembrance the scripture in John, 2 John, 1 John 5. Hallelujah, that if we pray anything according to his will, hallelujah, that we could believe that he hears us and that he will give us those things which we are praying. And as we pray for Richard and Yvette to be saved, we know that that's according to God's will, because it's not his will that anyone should perish. My God, my God. So it is done. Hallelujah. They will be saved. Amen. They are saved. That God's going to have that manifest, and we will see the day when they receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and they will freely receive Jesus Christ. Because God does nothing against our will, but he will draw them, because the Bible says no man can come to the Father unless he be drawn by the Spirit. So we know that the Holy Ghost will draw them, and they will manifest salvation and deliverance in their lives. And Lord, we just thank you right now for softening their hearts, God. We thank you, Lord, for doing something supernatural in the life of Richard, in the life of Yvette, God.
Lord, so that they could know that you are God. You told us in the Bible that it's your loving kindness that leads us towards repentance. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for even, Father God, releasing loving kindness and grace and mercy towards these two, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you and we declare and decree on today that they are saved according to the prayer, the mighty, powerful, effectual, fervent prayer of their mother and her pastors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Rebecca, when Pastor Anthony was praying, I was concentrating, and I got this gladness over me. I was like joy. I was smiling. I was like, thank you, God, you know, because I just felt joy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen, and that's a powerful feeling, because that can only come from the supernatural God. God loves you, and he knows in the name of Jesus. He knows the desires of your heart before you even ask. And he said, delight yourself in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So as you get joy, just like you said, by knowing God and experiencing the goodness of God, God is going to now give you the desires of your heart to see all of your children and your grandchildren saved, so we all can have one big old party in heaven.
Amen.
So we thank God for you, Sister Carmen. And
thank
you are
you.
Such a special
oh
person
I
to
love
us.
You guys.
And we love you too. God bless.
Amen. God bless
you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. And I'm smiling too. I feel her joy. I mean, my God, I feel that spirit of joy just moving throughout this prayer line. I'm sure a lot of people are experiencing that same impartation of joy on tonight. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. The joy of the Lord truly is our strength. My God. I believe that's our last prayer for tonight. Amen. I don't see any more hands raised. When we came in, there was one caller that had their hand raised. I don't know if you still wanted prayer, but you fell off. So if you still want us to pray, that one caller, if you press one, we'll know it. But if not, we'll know it was a mistake that you had. Amen. I thought so. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows. God knows. Area code 973. Yes, we saw you when we came in, and you were the one that we tried to put on, but we were having technical difficulties. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. I just want to pray for healing for myself, Seda, and for healing for Mildred Rivera, which is very sick right now, the two of us. I'm not as sick as her, but I need the prayers for healing for both of us, you know, if you can, you know, before we leave.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. And, Lord, we just thank you that you leave none of the needs of your people unattended to, that you are a God who is attentive to the needs of your people. And even as Seder was on their line throughout this whole time of prayer, we pray right now for healing for her body, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to lay your hands on her right now, God, whatever the area of infirmity is, God. We know that there is no sickness that can withstand your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Seder right now, and we release your healing power over her body right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed, because healing is the children's bread. And Jesus came with healing in his wings. And even as he walked this earth, all who touched him and all who he touched were healed, oh God. So we touch you, touch in heaven on tonight, and ask you to lay your hands on this woman of God to release your virtue on tonight and let your healing manifest in her body. And we pray for Mildred on tonight, God, that you would heal her, Lord. Manifest your healing. Manifest your power. Manifest your power. Manifest your power on tonight, God. And we thank you for divine supernatural healing on tonight, God. Oh, God, that no sickness will be left after we end this prayer call. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural supernatural miracles, God. We are believing you for miraculous turnaround, miraculous healing, oh God, for the pain to go away, oh God. In the name of Jesus, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Lord, even as Satan has called in, oh God, we thank you and we praise you for the healing of her body, her mind, her soul, God, every single area of her life, oh God. And we thank you for healing Mildred, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for healing manifested on tonight in your life, Seda. Amen. God just wants you to know that he's done it before and he'll do it again. My God, he is the Lord that healeth you. Hallelujah. Just make that declaration. He is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord.
Jesus is the Lord.
That healeth me.
That heals me.
And I declare tonight.
And I declare tonight.
That by the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just felt something just grateful. Even as you made that declaration, there was a breaking in the spirit realm. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what exactly is you're dealing with, but God is going to, he's going to, when I say manifest, I'm saying that God's going to bring it to fruition. He's going to show you the healing. It's going to be in the report, the doctor's report, that's going to show that you are healed. You're going to wake up. You're going to see the healing. You're going to feel the healing. My God, you're beginning to feel different already, and God is healing you. He's manifesting healing in your life, and we believe in God for healing. We send his word to Mildred as well, that God will manifest healing in her body. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, my sister.
Yes, thank you so much. Amen. I really appreciate it. Yes, every time I talk to you, I just feel a whole lot better. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. God bless you. You're going to feel much better. Watch God. To God be the glory, because God is the power, and he's touching you right now. God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that is it. We are going to close down the prayer line for tonight. We will be back on next, God, for all who touched and agreed with us on tonight in prayer. Know that we serve a mighty God. Continue to praise God. Continue to worship him. Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. We're going to play the joy of the Lord. God bless you. Good night. Amen.
When my problems come knocking at